Talking a little spring cleaning, chores, and other stuff on today's episode. Johnny standing in with the air drums today. The pocket air drums are
pocket drums. We're going over there again.
Pouch drums.
Yeah, it's like.
Oh my gosh! Well, welcome everybody to another edition of JDP, Just Dads Podcast. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to be talking a little bit about chores. Time as spring is here. A little spring cleaning. Talk a little bit about that today. We've got myself, Tommy. We got Brandon.
Hello.
And we got Johnny.
Hey, everybody.
So, please hit subscribe to this, share with your friends. Maybe you'll have some better ideas of how to get your kids to maybe help out a little more around the house.
This should be a really quick episode because it's so easy to make kids do their chores.
Oh, of course. It totally is.
No tips, just facts.
We didn't just have a 10-minute complaining session right before this from my wife who popped in to complain about my own children.
That was borderline tirade, I would call it. Anyway. Rightfully so, though. I mean, I'm not blaming her.
Yeah. No. It's a battle, but... I don't know. We'll talk about it on the other side. So, see you in a minute. Oh my gosh. The feedback I hear is basically this is just a giant laugh track is what this podcast is. So
people tune in to hear Brandon laugh. We know that's why they're listening. So there's a bunch of talk in between, but it's really the laughter. That's
just laughs podcast.
Brandon was doing like his own fade on the singing there. He was like taking the mic and like bringing it close to his mouth, far away, close.
Air vocals. So, man.
Air vocals, man.
Wow.
The trombone.
The trombone.
The trombone. Yeah. A little slide there. Nice. Jeez. Jeez, man.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. Just a
little slide whistle.
Well, I mean, within the last hour or so, it was nice and sunny, and now it's kind of looking overcast. So, spring.
That's typical spring, right?
Yeah. You guys do anything for spring cleaning?
For what?
Spring cleaning. I mean, that's a common phrase, right?
Yeah. I'm
not making that up. That's a thing.
It is a thing. I don't know how much we do. We do some, so
nothing traditional or annual or something. You always, put on the clock for spring, like, you know, thatch the lawn or is that a thing?
Did you say thatch?
Is that what it's called?
I think a couple weeks ago you were talking about moving to England.
Yeah.
And if you're going to use words like thatch, I think you ought to.
Fair enough. There. That's a good point.
But
is that not a thing? Because that's a thing, right?
I thatch, you thatch, he, she, it thatches.
I'm not going to lie. I have zero image of what you mean when you
say
that.
Is that where
you
put holes
someone?
In the ground?
No, that's aerating.
That's aerating. What's
what is thatching?
I think that's where you go through and you scrape down. You know what? I'm not even going to try.
No.
I think it's where you get all your grass clippings out to provide more airflow. And
So you rake it?
You rake the dead grass out.
I think it's
called thatching.
Maybe not. Man. You know what?
We're like 5 minutes in and we're off the rails already.
Well, no, it's spring cleaning. So anyways.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. You know, as Tommy said before, he's already started his lawn maintenance for the year, but you know. Do some pre-preparation in the spring for your yard or your house, your garage, your shed, anything like that. I was just kind of curious.
I think as a family, the big project we do like every other year is we have a big, load of mulch that gets dumped in our driveway or whatever. And then, the kids and Andrea and I, spread it out and do all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. Other than that, outside, it's kind of more my domain. I don't feel like the kids don't really
no help.
Yeah. I mean, Matt has cut grass before. Sam is turning 12 here pretty soon, so he should be mowing, but yeah. So nice. But yeah, inside, like a couple weeks ago, we went ahead and did some like deep cleaning in one of the rooms and that kind of thing. So, yeah. So I think we do some spring cleaning, but it's not like the same. I don't know. We just do what feels like needs to be done.
Sure. So, I was going to say we're not minimalist or whatever it's called, but we're constantly, you know, finding things to get rid of and clean. So we kind of do it just throughout. We're like spring cleaning.
Your house is always so tidy and true, nice. It's like ready for a photo shoot but every day.
We constantly evaluate like why, you know, how long has it been since these kids have played with this toy? Does it really need to be out anymore? Like that's
been a week.
Get rid of it.
But so
it's gone. Anyways,
so we kind of spring clean throughout the year is kind of what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Okay.
And then our new like spring thing will be, you know, Lindsay getting her plants getting ready. Cause we got some indoor lights for doing some growing for,
hydroponics.
I got her an aero garden actually. So she's been enjoying that and she's done, you know, some different like seed, it's called seeding. I think, I don't know. She talks about it a lot. I should know more, but
it's legal in Ohio now.
Oh my gosh. Disregard everything Tommy is saying. This is so all is plantular this, focused.
Is this good pot or is it? Goodness.
Anyways.
So I want it. When do you open the pool though, Brandon?
That's what I was trying to get to before we went on.
You just set it up.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Anyway, so
Brandon
right now
and Mary
we're
Jane.
We're starting to set up, you know, the plants in the garden, and we're going to be doing a raised garden bed stuff. So we're getting all that because shortly we'll be opening up the pools where it's getting.
Shortly. When does that mean? Like May?
I'd say April? Probably late April. April's mid May.
Really? Okay. All right. So you're not scared of the cold water?
Scared isn't the right word. It's uncomfortable. I can get in cold water. I'm not that big of a deal. I've never done a polar bear plunge, but I probably would. Anyways.
Got to find you one. I don't know. I will say this is more of Kelly's domain when it comes to spring cleaning. Because what happens... And what has happened here is, you know, as the weather changes, the wardrobe changes. So she starts going through the closet in terms of, all right, it's time to give away this. Like, these pants are either trash because my boys have worn them and there's holes everywhere. Or, yeah, those really just don't fit anymore. They're not going to fit again next year. So it's time to either find somebody to pass them on to or Goodwill or whatever. So, yeah, the trips to Goodwill... I can imagine Goodwill in the spring is probably crazy town. So
probably
that's a good point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we definitely, I just try to help and ask what I can do to help. I am definitely not in charge of whatever version of spring cleaning is.
That's fair. I'm curious, how do you guys divvy up aside from spring cleaning, just general like chores around the house? How do you guys divvy that up in your families? Like, is there a certain age when the kid gets to this point they have to start doing certain things, or do you have like a chore wheel or chart? Or I'm just curious.
Yeah, I'll go first. We've always, you know, just had them involved in their own cleaning, you know. And then, as you like, you said, as they
like
older,
their own
they take
room,
out more
I was going to say, what is that?
Their
mean?
Own room, their own spaces, anything they've touched, their place at the table, things like that. But as they get older, they take on different responsibilities. Like my oldest is moving into starting to load the dishwasher, but she's been unloading for years. She's my number one helper right now for trash on trash week. And then my youngest is in charge of. 6-year-old, he does the sweeping in the kitchen and the you know, to pick up the crumbs because he's the biggest crumb generator in the house.
Does he have to do that every day or
when
it's needed?
When it's needed, essentially, or you know, and so then
are they like permanent chores then?
Yeah,
so like
they're all kind of assigned. Okay. So, and you know, it obviously toy pickup starts as soon as they're able to comprehend what you're telling them to do, you know, but so you know, trash, dishes. Sweeping, we still own the bathrooms, and then they help with the laundry, like carrying baskets up and down and putting folded laundry away and stuff like that. So that's kind of what we do in our house. I really need to get him into lawn maintenance, but we're not there yet because I barely do it myself.
Nice.
Yeah. I think that's why your house looks immaculate all the time. So I wish I could say that our kids put their toys away every time after they did it, but that's a battle for us constantly. So I feel like they, I mean, we make them do it, but it's more of a once a week, everything needs to go and be put away.
Yeah.
Or if we're having people over or whatever it is, but they're still in charge of doing it. But I will say we gave up on the fight of making it like every single day yelling at them to
and really,
their
I mean,
toys.
I think every family's got different tolerance for that too. Right. Like in terms of like, if you're okay with the Lego set being on the table until the next weekend when that's eventually going to get cleaned up, then you know, that's fine, you know, but if another family, like they don't like that, then they're probably not going to want that to sit out for multiple days.
Our dining room really isn't a dining room. It's a Lego room at this point.
So, nice.
Yeah. It's not like, that's not even joking.
Do you guys not eat dinner there then or?
Not in our dining room. No. Okay. So
in the kitchen.
The kitchen is where we eat. Yeah. So.
Do you guys separate general spaces from personal spaces? Because I will say we're a little more kind of a like a biweekly follow-up on their rooms because, you know, it's the, you know, obviously when we're in there every night, we see what the status is and if we need to intervene, we do. But, you know, they're responsible for their rooms and clean it up. And if we have to step in biweekly, we will. But the general spaces are where we, you know, command the constant pickup and stuff. So I'm curious, do you delineate that or is it kind of just a general?
For us, at least, it's probably more of a general. Now, they definitely have, you know, I guess we can go, well, here, you can answer first, then I'll jump into mine.
Yeah.
The same question.
Yeah, for us, their rooms are kind of, we view it as, it's their domain, so it's their chance to succeed or fail at keeping their room clean.
Right.
You know, we have our, you know, I have my own preference of how the room should, you know, should look, but it's usually none of their rooms are, but actually our kids don't, well, our boys don't spend much time in their rooms. They're usually out in common spaces or outside or somewhere else, you know? And then Claire, our daughter, she probably spends the most time in her room of the three. So because the boys aren't in their rooms that much, they actually don't get that messed up. Mm. You know, it's like they're sleeping or they're not there. So, which is kind of nice in a way, but they're, and they all take, you know, they have to throw their clothes. We have a laundry chute on our second floor, which is nice. So they, you know, they take their clothes and throw them down the chute and that kind of thing.
That would be sweet.
It's pretty nice. Yeah. But
we have a laundry chute. It's called Baskets that, really my middle son is who carries most of the laundry down.
Gotcha.
So
nice.
Yeah. He's our ox. He doesn't always appreciate that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, in terms of like chore, like we definitely have set chores for the kids. I know my two boys, my 8 and 10-year-old, he may be 11. Man, I don't even know the age of my kids at the moment. They go back and forth. So we have both their names. We have magnets and one goes on top in terms of unloading the dishwasher. Mm. So every other day they flip back and forth on that. My middle son, he's in charge of the toilets. So he cleans the toilets once a week. And then
that's impressive.
Last year he did, he would help me cut the grass some, and I'm literally debating whether or not, well, first of all, I'm debating whether or not we're going to like just hire somebody and spend money and actually have somebody come in professionally to cut the grass. Because
we did that for a while. It was nice.
our springs, they're just so busy. And we choose it because it's sports and it's whatever. But, I mean, between Kelly and I mean, we have at least one practice like every night that we have to get a kid to.
Goodness gracious.
So, and we love it. We love doing it. But finding the time, especially in the spring when the grass is growing like crazy and you really need to cut the grass twice a week. At least we do.
He's got a forest.
Goodness gracious.
I can see it right now.
Yeah,
and it's luxurious.
It's lush.
We can't get away with once a week cutting.
Goodness.
It just.
Yeah.
Twice a week. No kidding. You should hire someone. Jeez. Or maybe so, they hire him out once a week and you do the others. Goodness.
Tommy
you
know, has to yell timber when he cuts his grass. That's how tall the grass gets.
Are you like a quarter of an inch cut kind of guy though? Like you only take off the top like dead end?
I don't think he is. No. I don't think he is. Okay. You got your blade set pretty high, it looks like.
I've got my blade set relatively high, but even then it's still we take off an inch every time. It just grows a lot.
Wow. I low ride mine.
Do you? I do not.
It's like, you know, the settings are like one, two, all right, that's high enough.
Yeah. So we do that. We need the mulch. We didn't do it. We're on year three on the mulch, and we're actually going to probably spend way too much and support the Boy Scouts this time. Just
doing that.
Because.
Nice.
That's cool.
So. It's more expensive, but I know with their fundraisers and everything, Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, they're struggling a little bit more than usual, with the pandemic. 'Cause I know the Girl Scouts can't sell door to door with COVID, and I'm assuming the same is for Boy Scouts and popcorn. So, so we're probably going to get our mulch from them. So a little more expensive than the best way. Honestly, the best way, the one time we did it is we borrowed somebody's truck, had the mulch go in the truck, and then we just drove the truck right up to it and just went from the truck straight in.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
Yeah, that's easy.
But so if you know a friend with a truck, you can do that. That was the easiest way to do mulch. But yeah, let's see. My daughter, she does the vacuuming, vacuums all the rugs, she does that. And then my little son, he's in charge of folding the socks and underwear.
So let's talk about that for a minute.
Unless Pokemon's on
it. Your bride was talking to us before this recording, and apparently it took 5 hours one time to fold a small pile of socks and underwear, she said.
So, yes, yeah. It is painful at times to make him follow through on this. Wow. His favorite pastime. So he likes them to be fluffed up. And really what that means is they get warmed up. And so what he does, he takes the basket nice and warm and he basically dumps it on his head and like bathes in the warm socks and underwear.
That's interesting.
That's quite a visual there. Yeah.
Interesting.
Warm underwear surrounding my head.
So he's pre-wearing all your clothes for you guys.
So once he does this, they go back in the wash. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's a never-ending cycle.
It is. Yes, I think his record is 5 hours, too.
I can't wait till
getting
he
yelled at
is
and
older.
Saying he can't do it. It can't. And... this is impossible. It takes forever. But then when he wants to go somewhere, he can get it done in like, you know.
Yeah, no time.
Like 10 minutes.
When I hope I'm around when he's older and has a girlfriend, and I'm going to go up to him and tell the girlfriend, do you know what Joe used to do when he was there? If you don't do that, I'm going to do it.
Okay, fair enough. Well, now it's been recorded. That's true. There's audio evidence.
It's out there for posterity.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, it is. So what do you guys do? And maybe your kids aren't as defiant as mine can be if they're in a bad mood. Like, how do you guys deal with it? 'Cause it can be exhausting trying to make your kids do what we want them to do.
We have like a rotation on our fridge. So there's three groupings of chores. And so every, you know, third week, we have a chores on Saturday. I should preface this.
Yeah.
So Saturday is kind of chore day. I mean, there's obviously things they have to do during the week. Mm. Like we have one person empties the dishwasher, for the whole week. One person cleans tables like diner or the, you know, dinner table, that kind of stuff. And then, what's our third thing? Oh man. Oh, taking recycling out kind of thing. So those are like during the week, everybody has one of those three, 'cause we have three kids. But then on Saturdays they rotate between like vacuuming and mopping, I think is one, I forget. I don't, we have a whole rotation, but that's worked out pretty well. But we've learned, that, you know, if, you know, somebody's like, oh, I don't want to do my chores today, then we've learned the trick of just saying, okay, well, it needs to be done by X. And so then at least it feels like, I think they feel like they have a little freedom of like, okay, I don't have to do it right this second, but I know I have to do it by whatever the deadline is. And that's generally worked, not always, but there's definitely still some weeping and gnashing of teeth occasionally, but I don't know. So, but I think having that visual has helped us. Plus, we don't... Like, I kind of like how, Brandon, you do it, where it's just like, this is your set chore. It sounds like you'd kind of do it that way too, Tommy. It's like everybody kind of knows, because then you don't have to think about it. But
So they all used to fight over how horrible unloading the dishwasher was, which is how we ended up in a rotation, which maybe how
we rotate. Yeah, because people claimed that certain chores were easier than others. So that's why we rotate, because then it's like, well, okay, you got the easy one. You know, if you think it's easy, you know, this week and, you know, whatever comes around. So they get to share the load. But our kids are 16, 14, and almost 12. So there's really, I'd argue there's almost nothing they, you know, any one of them can't do now at this age. So these ages.
Any, so do you guys, related to this, or maybe not related, because actually I know a whole bunch of people that don't, that try to not combine the two. Do you guys do allowance?
We don't. Not. Yeah, I think we talked about this on the finance episode. We've never combined the two. Well, our kids just don't get allowance. So. But yeah, we would personally never associate. I did like your methodology that, actually, I forget how you said it, but it was something like they got an allowance, but all, no, actually, I don't remember what you said. I remember liking it though.
Whatever it was,
it was really good. It was amazing.
It was great.
Yeah, so they get an allowance relative to their age. So, and then not obviously, but we talked about it on the money thing. We have three containers. We got to spend, a save, and a save / invest, and then a spend, save,
give.
Yeah. So, and it comes basically off the top. So we have them, put them in different containers and it is, we don't necessarily associate it. It's like these chores are what you do to be part of the family.
Right.
And the other stuff is to like teach you about money. So it's, they're not necessarily related. And I only have one son that actually asks us for extra jobs to make money. So, he likes buying stuff.
His love language was gifts.
It was gifts. Yeah, for sure. For sure. So
cold hard cash.
Yeah, he does. He likes making money. So yeah, he was asking today, you know, if he could, Kelly will give him stuff like carrying stuff around. It's my middle son. So he's a little bigger and stronger now. So he can do a lot more stuff physically, which is good for him.
Yeah.
Just in general, anyway, he just does well when he is physical with things, which is why we have him play football, even though sometimes he argues about that too. So my children just have a stubborn streak in them in general. So specifically my boys. So, which is how we got a 10-minute rant right before.
Yes, we did. It was excellent because it was right on topic.
Very timely.
It really was.
Well, and Brandon, for us too, we've never really associated chores with allowance. We used to do allowance. Now, I think as I've gotten a little bit older, I think we've kind of moved away from the allowance and just kind of give them money as needed, which I think is, they actually probably get more now as needed. But that's fine. But we used to do the age thing too. So if you were like 9, you would get $9 a week, and then we did the same kind of thing actually, where you got to spend most of it, but then you had to save and give portions of that. So
I will say, to answer kind of one of your early questions, you know, obviously my kids don't always listen, and they're not the, you know, Halo perfection, do everything they're supposed to do. I was never insinuating that. I think we just kind of hold the standard, you do the chore that you're supposed to do, and then when the stubborn streak hits and they become defiant, they go to bed, and that's just the end of it. And they'll get to their chore the next day. We don't give a lot of allowance for arguing with us whether or not they're supposed to do it or they should do it now. It's, you have to do it. This is, and if they decide to be stubborn and defiant, then their day's done and they go to bed. So that's, we just don't allow a lot of time for arguing, because it's largely fruitless for us to argue with our stubborn kids, because the stubbornness yep. that runs yeah. in my wife's family is unbelievable. I mean, you could like mountains get nervous around them because they, you know, they move more than my wife's family does. You know? Yeah. That's all, it's all in jest, you know, but you know, so, yeah, I mean, often, and usually when they're defiant or stubborn or in that mood, it's because they're tired. That's what we've found. And so yeah. not only is it the solution in that we're not having this argument and you need to do what you're supposed to do. Also, they're probably tired, and often, more often than not, once the crying and the screaming and dies down, you go in and they're passed out. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And let's face it, the more tired my kids get, the more defiant they
exactly.
get.
Exactly.
For sure. And the more they argue that they're not tired.
Right. Right. So,
which probably was the case this morning, because my son, you know, was in our room fully dressed, ready to go at 7 o'clock, and informed us that he had packed for vacation already.
Wow.
So wow. who knows when he actually woke up.
Right.
Man.
So, yeah. So I'm going to guess tiredness definitely had something to do with,
yeah,
with his defiance slash whatever. But Brandon, I, in general, just observing you and your family, you guys do run a tight ship, and I don't mean I don't mean it I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean, yeah, like yeah. very you do. It's a very love and logic way. Like there's you demonstrate that better than it. You say things once and you expect them to be followed through, and if they don't, there's just a logical consequence. And I think your kids have picked up on that. So we've done a poor job of that, which is why they argue longer. Which is, you know, we do still follow through, and we make them do it, a la my son taking 5 hours to
right.
fold one thing of socks, even though the whole time he would tell us how horrible it was and, you know, how we were torturing,
well, not that first
torturing
part
him.
They're on his head. And
no,
warm.
No, the warm.
That's the best
warm,
part.
That is, yeah. that is. They eventually get cold, though, so.
You got to rewarm them up.
Yeah.
I've only folded three socks, yeah. coming them back in.
Need some more fluffing, Mom.
We definitely need some more fluffing over here. I will say, have you got, I mean.
How do you fold socks? Sorry, I got to get this out of the way, because folding socks always has been an interesting concept for me.
There's a right way or a wrong way.
I don't even understand why people fold socks.
What do you do with them?
Throw them in a line.
What do you mean in a line?
Like, generally align them vertically in the drawer.
Do you pair them?
No.
You put two together and you roll at the top.
Do
and
not
that's
do
it.
That. I don't understand that concept.
Wait. Because
then you grab a pair.
Now I'm confused. So you don't pair any of your socks? You just put them in?
I just throw them in vertically.
Are they all the same socks?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, they're generally the same, but.
Yeah. I could see that. I mean,
yeah.
You're going to pull them out as a pair, and they're right next to each other in the drawer. So,
I don't know. Okay. I just don't.
He always,
obviously
he's
in the
always
military,
barefooted with flip-flops.
That's true. I don't wear a lot of socks. So it generally stays the same shape in the drawer.
Socks.
Yeah. But like, I do remember there was a very specific way. Obviously, we had to fold our socks in the Navy, and I remember thinking, this is just, why can't I just lay them out?
Yeah.
And grab them as I need them. You know?
There you go.
Anyways, that was just, so how do you guys fold socks? I take it.
Well, so I do it differently, because I never liked the idea of stretching them over the top. I did that as a kid, and then they would pair and then they would stay together, and that was better. But now I just like pair them and then I fold them like in half.
Yeah.
So they're paired and then you stack them that way. But
yeah. That's a good compromise, actually. Yeah. I'd be okay with it.
Yeah. So they're paired in my drawer, but
all generally not, aligned. I like that.
That's, and they're lined nice up, little. But
guys, yeah. We're talking about folding socks right now.
What have we done?
Come on.
I am curious.
I don't know.
Do you guys have, like, I don't want to say traumatic, but my wife says I must have had a traumatic experience. But the chore that you're responsible for, your kid, that you can't stand and won't do anymore, or, you know, try not to. I talked about this the other day.
I don't sticks. Think there's anything.
For me, it's picking up sticks.
Oh, yeah.
I talked sticks. About this the other day on the podcast. I just, gets under my skin. And it was, anyways, I was just curious. Is there anything that, like, I can't stand on bathrooms? Or I'd rather load dishes. I hate unloading dishes or anything like that.
So the only thing I have that's related to that is I hate painting. I know it's not a chore.
Yeah.
But I'm a taller guy, and everyone's like, you can reach the ceiling. You don't even need a ladder. Right. And I think I did it so much as a, like young adult slash kid that like, it's the one thing my wife never asked me to do because she's like, you turn angry. You know, she does want it like taped. So I'll do the like taping and then I'm done. Like I'm out. So
that's kind of what I'm talking about. That's cool.
It's a good compromise. Yeah. But in terms of chores, like I always did the vacuuming and actually I still do that. That's kind of my thing here.
Well, so you like lines apparently.
I do like lines. I do like making the lines in the carpet. Lines, I'm not going to lie.
That's satisfying.
It is satisfying.
That's funny.
What about you, Johnny?
I don't think there's anything like that. No, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I love to do chores in general, but I don't think there's any one thing that I like have a reflex against like a, you know, like, oh, I don't want to do that. But your angry painting, it just made me think we could get you some canvas and like a lot of the most like prolific painters were angry and they'd like throw paint at the canvas.
Jackson Pollock.
I know it's a little off topic here, but I'm thinking, good. I don't know.
Entrepreneur.
A new source of income for the.
You could be the marketing manager.
Yeah, yeah. I'll sell it.
Tommy's anger art.
That's right. Apparently, you don't even need physical art anymore. We can just do some NFTs and make millions.
Oh, man.
Millions.
I'll tell you, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that.
Yeah. Every time I see it, I'm like, I wonder what that is. I'm not going to look it up out
of
principle.
Some of this stuff is like, they're selling for millions of dollars, though. It's insane.
It makes no sense to me. And like now we're officially the old man podcast out there. Like this doesn't make any sense.
Back in my day,
you had to actually have a paint. Yeah. But it literally doesn't make any sense because it's digital. Can't you just take a screenshot of whatever it is and then
copy it?
Yeah. Copy it,
right?
I mean,
maybe it's got Owen Mills. Is that his name?
Olin Mills
gold on the original NFT. And you screenshot it, it'll like blank out like it's electromagnetically.
It's like owning the file, right? Is what you buy, like the actual
file.
So I don't know.
Anyways.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
So that was the whole thing about digital. Like it's copied like easily. That's why software is so powerful is that you can do it once and it like multiplies exponentially.
Like chores.
Oh, nice segue back.
Even though it didn't make any sense, it's perfect segue back.
Thank you. Call me the segue.
That was going to change the world, the segue. Yeah.
The classic thing that a lot of dads say, right, is like we have kids in order to help them, have them help us do chores right around the house. Like, have you guys ever said something like that? Well, I had kids so they can, you know, empty my dishwasher
for me. I've been accused of just creating slaves. So,
by your kids? Though?
Yes, by my kids.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
You just had us to, so you didn't have to clean the house anymore.
Goodness.
No, the house is dirty because of
you. I was going to say.
It used to be clean.
I didn't say the logic was there, but I've definitely said things like that. Well, this is why we had you. Come on, man. Get to work.
I remember my sister's room growing up was like a mess. And there were, again, this was the 80s. We're going back to the 80s again, like last episode. But her floor was just covered in clothes. Like literally, it was clothes everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you could not walk in her room unless you were walking on piles of clothes. It was insane. But then as she got into a young adult, her house was always spotless, right? Yeah. So it's interesting that I think, like, kids may push back against chores and may, you know, their rooms may be messy or whatever. But at some point, I feel like for a lot of young adults, it just kind of flips and it's like, okay, I want to take care of my space, you know? So
I definitely had my, like, I don't know, dingy, if that's the right word, my dingy period where like there was cups in the room and I didn't necessarily, you know, keep my laundry up to date and I didn't dust and, you know, towards, let's say, you know, like 15, 16, somewhere in that age range. But that
rebellious phase.
I guess you could call it that. Going back now, I'm like, why would I live like that? That was gross, you know? So I definitely, you know, I had that period, but in general, I've always kind of appreciated cleanliness and organization and stuff. So,
yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
No. Not surprised. Yeah.
Except for sticks.
I definitely had a sister who, when you walked in a room, like there was like a foot worth of clothes.
Yeah.
Like literally a layer of clothes on the floor.
Interesting.
I don't know that she turned into like perfectly spotless version, but she definitely doesn't live like that anymore. So,
yeah.
Any, part of it is she married somebody who was very clean, so he helped.
Was there any unique chores from your childhood, like because of a, like maybe where your house or how your house was, like maybe you had an interesting loft you had to go up and dust, you know, once a month or anything like that?
We actually had at one house we lived in a hanging fireplace in our family room. So it
a what?
A hanging fireplace. So as a kid I would go,
like
I could like do a log roll underneath the fireplace.
No way.
And it was like hanging in the center of the room.
That's cool.
Yeah, for real. So Tommy's confused. I know.
I got what you're saying. It makes sense to me.
Yeah. That's cool. So to dust under there, like I was when I was little, I was the perfect person because I could get under there and dust. And so that was kind of a unique chore.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
What a cool little architectural feature.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, it was round, obviously, the hanging fireplace. Yeah.
Obviously.
Was, yeah. I mean, I guess it could have been square. But.
Obviously.
Everyone's hanging fireplaces round.
Yeah, right. I mean, who would?
Could you imagine a square one?
Is that a rhombus?
Oh, man. Our butler couldn't reach under there.
Also, my unique one was, I think it's interesting to think back, but my dad was, you know, I've talked about before, like a championship level coach on many, many teams at many levels on many sports. So he had a big rack of trophies. And so that was another one of my unique chores is I'd have to like monthly go dust all the trophies. So I know, unique, right? Man. Like it was a lot of trophies. I mean, he had championship wrestling teams and baseball teams and soccer teams. It was unbelievable. It was really cool. But yeah, that was one of my chores. And I had to have Q-tips to get like all the, I mean,
what?
It was, oh yeah, it was a unique chore.
What? Q-tips, man.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of edges and surfaces on trophies if you look at them. So, yeah.
I threw all my trophies away.
As soon as you got them?
No, I kept them. And then when I moved to college, it was like, all right,
right.
I don't care about any of this stuff anymore.
So. I mean, when you're a tenured coach in the area, I mean, he doesn't display them anymore. I'm not sure if he has them anymore, but yeah, that was definitely one of my unique chores. So
that's cool.
That is. I mean, mine just collected dust, so. Good for you to actually clean them. So, yeah, dusting is not a favorite chore in the house. So, yeah. what's your least favorite? I guess they're not really chores when you're an adult. It's just life. But what's your least favorite thing to do that would be considered a chore?
Sticks.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I've thought. I'm just going to chop down this tree because I'm tired of picking up sticks and it provides shade. It's got swings on it. Like it's a great tree, but I'm like, man, those sticks.
Wow, man.
I mean, literally your kids are old enough to just go make them pick up the sticks at this point.
I could.
Okay.
Just, it's my burden.
Okay. Fair enough.
Johnny.
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of indifferent, you know, I just kind of do what needs to get done. I don't know if I invest a lot emotionally in anything like being.
What about with Noble? Anything there?
We have a puppy now. So, you know, cleaning up poop is great. Right. You know, there's definitely, there were some cold mornings where I didn't want to go outside with him, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, part of life.
How about this? When you guys do chores, do you do it collectively or just individually on your own time? Because I will say, I remember growing up, we had like chore Saturday or whatever it was. You know, there was, you know, Christian music bumping in the background and we were all doing our chores, you know, collectively in the family at kind of the generally same time.
Oh, we don't really do it that way.
Okay. Yeah. Do you jam to music or anything when you do your chores?
If on good days we do, we're all doing them at the same time and like, all right, let's just get these done. I definitely remember not being allowed to go out and play until the chores were done.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was definitely, I remember that as a childhood. I don't think we enforced that like I did as a kid or as I remember. Who knows if that was reality. I think we've gone into the whole, what you remember isn't necessarily reality. It's just how just how you remember it. So, all right. Anything else?
No, I would love to hear if any listeners have any ideas on ways they manage chores, because I know this is, you know, there's so many ways to approach it. So if there's any pro tips out there, love to hear that. So.
Or I've heard of people that don't that believe in not having their kids do chores. Like, just go play. So I do know there is a philosophy out there of I don't want my kid to have a job, and I don't want like there'll be enough time for that when they're an adult.
Like kids do kids. I can see some logic behind that.
So
yeah.
But anyway, I don't subscribe to it, but you know, it's out there. So
it's out there.
There's Joey right there waving hi. So all right, everybody. Well, if you have any suggestions, you got any comments, you got any worst chores of your own, thoughts, tips, whatever, we'd like your feedback. Just hit us up at Just Dad's Podcast on all the regular socials. So with that, and you guys got any?
It's been a while for a with that.
It has been a while. It's been too long for the with that ending.
Have a good week.
All right. We'll catch you guys later.
See you guys.